Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225
grams of magnesium, 3 resorbs. Hang on, slow down.
And one tablespoon. Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if
damn.
You would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Excellent. Of course, the Lincolnshire Show, the 131st Lincolnshire Show, is coming up very shortly. It's the 24th and 25th of June. We've got a couple of other events before then, of course, including hopefully Sci-Fido in London, which is, as its name suggests, canines dressed up as characters from favourite Star Wars movies. I bet you never thought we'd introduce you with that little concept, did you, Dennis Gore, ace pharmacist and nutritionist? Sci-Fido, canines dressed as Darth Vader, super dog and various other things as well. Astounding, but it's happening in London on Sunday, June the 7th.
My 41-year-old son was in London when he was about six, and Darth Vader in the hotel walked out of the lift shaft, and he was on the phone to his grandma, and as Darth Vader walked out the lift, he said, I must go, Grandma. Darth Vader's just walked out of the lift. It was an amazing sight to see him mesmerised.
It would have been a lot more surprising if he'd actually turned around and said, I am your father. But still, it's one that Star Wars fans will get. Dennis, healthiness, the force is with us always when you take Bioquinine Q10. There's a little strapline we can actually use, courtesy of Multivits and various other things. To share with us how to avoid sarcopenia, muscle wastage and other things.
Well, and I was also very impressed when I heard 35,000 people listen to the podcasts.
It's not bad, is it, really? We like to cherish everyone, really. So
well, let's tell the 35,000 people and anybody else who's listening. There's a great little article up here in Manchester. There's a local newspaper called the Presswich Guide. My pharmacy is in Heaton Park, Presswich, Manchester. And in this little article, the headline is "Keep Healthy at Senior Fitness Classes," and it's written by Chris Brahma, who's a personal fitness trainer and who works with individuals and groups. And this is what he writes. Between 1985 and 2010, the number of people in the UK aged 65 and older increased by almost 20%. There are now more than 21 million people in the UK who are over 50, which is a third of the population. I think there are about 63 million people in the UK, and 21 is exactly a third. And so a third of people are over 50. Not only, he goes on to say, are people living longer, but they are also staying active well into their senior years. Some of us listening may remember George Burns, who lived to be 100, who used to say, "If I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself." Some people are very lucky, and no matter how many bad lifestyle habits they have, they're going to live into old age. But for the rest of us, who might be concerned with quality of life as we age, exercise is one of the key components. He says, some of you may have already noticed, but muscle mass decreases as we age. Starting at around 40, adults lose 3 to 5% of their muscle mass each decade. Muscles keep us strong, they burn calories, they help us maintain our weight, and strong muscles are also essential for our balance and bone strength. Balance decreases as we age, and as a result, falling is a major problem. The good news is that physical activity can improve balance and reduce the risk of falling. Bones also tend to decrease in density as we age, and for some people, it can lead to osteoporosis, known as the brittle bone disease. The good news is that exercise can increase bone density in some older individuals. Now, that's about half of the article, but those points he's made, that balance decreases as we age, and as a result, falling is a major problem. And also the fact that once you pass 40, and 21 million people are over 50, then adults are losing 3 to 5% of their muscle mass every 10 years. And muscles keep us strong and burn calories and help us maintain our weight. And strong muscles are essential for balance and bone strength. In 1988, the doctors of the world, seeing people living longer and longer, they had to coin a word so they could use it, maybe in a letter from a consultant to a doctor discussing a patient. And as we get older, we're more prone to illness. And so he would want to describe that Mrs. Bloggs or Mr. Bloggs is, as he's getting older, part of his problem, whatever the problem was, is that he's losing muscle. So they came up with this word from the Greek. It's sarcopenia. Sarco is Greek for flesh, and penia is Greek for poverty. So poverty of flesh is muscle loss. And as we've heard, every 10 years from the age of 40, we are losing 3 to 5% of our muscle. I've read in some journals that some people can lose up to 10% of their muscle mass. When you think of, say, elderly ladies playing bingo, when they shout, house, house, when they've won, what do we describe their arms? As they wave their arms, we talk about bingo wings. You can see that the lady's arm, and if you were to hold the arm, you can feel it's very, very soft. And you can move it from side to side like a flag flying in the wind, where it can move because it's lost its muscle. Inside the skin of their body is just the fat. Another unfortunate fact is that one woman in five over 75 trips up and hasn't got one woman in five over 75 can be seriously in hospital with pneumonia because she's in hospital because when she tripped up over a curb or a bit of ice in the winter, instead of being able to steady themselves with strong muscles, all their muscles had gone so weak, not just their arms, but their legs, the thighs, and they can't steady themselves as they fall. So they fall heavily, and they can break the hip, and end up having a new hip in the hospital, all because they didn't have the muscle mass to steady themselves, and of course the energy to steady themselves. And this brings us back, as Alex was introducing me, to Pharmanord. Pharmanord is a Danish company, and in Denmark, all health food products have to be made to pharmaceutical standards. It's the only country in Europe where there's a specific ruling where the health food products made by any Danish company have to be made to pharmaceutical standards. And I, as a pharmacist, with 1,000 medicines in my dispensary, I never think about, is there a problem with the quality of the medicine? Because I know pharmaceutical medicines in pharmacies are made to pharmaceutical standards. But in Denmark, the same rule applies to health food products. So Pharmanord, this Danish company, who are based in Newcastle, the English arm of the company, they're actually in 49 countries, and they're the largest exporters of this sort of health food products in Europe. And the English arm is based in Newcastle, and they have about 48 products, and I'm just mentioning at the moment one called Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligrams. What a mouthful. Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram strength. And that word gold is because the Pharmanord brand of Q10, there are many companies making this Q10 substance into a capsule or a tablet, but Pharmanord is considered by the world authorities, all the experts on Q10, and they have a world conference every 2 years, and I'm honored to say that Pharmanord have sent me to these world conferences, and I've been to every one. I've been to, every 2 years for the last 18 years, I've been to Boston, Germany, Italy, London, Los Angeles, Prague, Belgium, Sweden, Seville in Spain, and this year, all being well, later in the year, I go to Bologna in Italy. So I've heard 900 lectures on Q10. I've been taking Q10 for 20 years, this 50p capsule, Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligrams. On taking it, my own mother did all the bookwork for my busy pharmacy here in Prestwich, Manchester, right up to her death at 92. She did the VAT, the wages, tax code A and B, statutory sickness benefits, maternity grants, holiday entitlement. She changed the tax codes as they altered on April the 5th. She never used a computer. She did it in her head, all the maths, and checked it on a calculator. And she lived to 92 with absolutely no Alzheimer or dementia. And my uncle, he died 3 weeks ago, 6 months short of 99. Absolutely compos mentis. Unbelievable memory. Absolutely no loss of... He sounded like somebody half his age, like somebody of 45. So they were both taking this bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram and a tablet that Pharma Nord make called Soleno Precise. It's a precise amount of the world's rarest mineral. A lot of you may not have heard of it. It's called selenium. You've heard of iron for anemia and calcium for strong bones and magnesium to relax the nerves, to prevent migraine, to help stop palpitations. And we're all low in magnesium because when you eat white flour, in the process of making the flour white, they remove up to 70% of the magnesium. And so this mineral selenium, we need it to make 25 pathways in our body. Selenium P protects your liver, the K1, your kidneys, the M1, your muscles, thioredoxin reductase selenium protects your heart. This mouthful, seleno iodo thyronine diiodinase, that makes your thyroid gland work properly. Glutathione peroxidase number 1, that protects you against arthritic joints as you get older. Many people get arthritis of the hips and knees, and selenium helps to prevent it and improve the quality of your joints as you get arthritis with old age. Glutathione peroxidase number 1, that was. The number 2 one, that's important for fertility, because the tail of the sperms that men produce have to swim from one body to another body. And then they have to swim up the fallopian tube to fertilize the egg. Those tails must be in very good condition. So we are designed to have more selenium in the tails of the sperms in men than any other cell in the body. And one of the reasons when 4 couples in 10 are having to have IVF to procreate, to have children, half of the problem is the men, the male sperm. Pharma Nord have even brought out a product called Be Daddy, to be a daddy. And we've sold it to men to enable them to help become fathers. And guess what's in it? The selenium that Pharma Nord put in and the Q10, because the sperms need energy. Because in this polluted world, they find that some of the sperms on entering the fallopian tube to swim up to the egg actually turn round and try and swim out of the woman's body. And it's called reverse motility. The movement, the motility, is reversed. So Q10 and selenium, and in the Pharma Nord range, it's called bioquinone Q10 gold, 100 milligram capsule, and the tablet's called Soleno Precise, because it's the precise amount of selenium. These two are the two massive sellers in the Pharma Nord range. Other of their products are also very big sellers, and I mentioned magnesium. But keeping to our theme about staying young when you're over 50, 21 million people in Great Britain are over 50. When people take Q10, bioquinone Q10 gold, and selenium, Soleno Precise, when they take these products, it has amazing beneficial health-giving results in the body. And it actually, the Q10 stops the muscle loss. When my late mother did book work and I went to her house each day to have lunch, she would grab my arm tightly and say, "Where are the invoices for such and such company? How can I do the book work without you bringing the invoices?" This was right up to her death at 92. And I would say, "Mom, get off my arm. You're hurting." Because her fingers were like the claws of an eagle. She had no muscle loss. She had that strength which we need in old age. So remember the word, sarcopenia. Sarco is poverty. Sarco is flesh, and penia is poverty. Poverty of flesh is muscle loss, and we're losing 3%, 5%, up to 10% of our muscle every 10 years when we pass the age of 40. I sold it legally to Steve Parry, the swimmer, who was in my shop 11 years ago when he was swimming for Great Britain in the Butterfly in Athens. And he heard me selling these products to an 84-year-old heart patient because they're wonderful for the heart. And when he heard me mention athletes, he explained he was in the Olympics in the Butterfly. He checked with Athens that he could legally take them. He took them, and instead of just getting up to the quarterfinal, he got into the quarterfinal, the semifinal, and the final. He came third in the world and got the bronze medal for Great Britain. He was made a trainer to the British swimmers in Beijing, and he told them to take the Q10, and we got 6 silver and gold in Beijing. When it came to London, he now wasn't involved. He was in his 30s now, about 34. And so there was an inquest last year, 2014, because we got very few medals in swimming in London, but we did so well in Beijing. And the question was, why did we do so well in Beijing and comparatively so much poorer in London? And now you know the reason. Nobody had told them to take Q10.
And who knows, that could be the answer as to why Blackpool have actually staggered downwards to the League Division 1 this year. It's just the lack of Q10. Forget the Oystons.
Yes, born in Blackpool, the Palm Court Hotel on the seafront. I think I should be having a word with Blackpool.
Well, clearly. And it must be sort of fun to see Preston North End actually take your place in the Championship. But there
we
are.
It's great fun.
Exactly. As I know how much Preston and Blackpool appreciate each other, it's great. It's a different line entirely. Like Newcastle and Middlesbrough. Dennis, it's been fantastic as ever, touching base with another informative and mini lecture in association with, of course, multivits.co.uk and the Farm and Old Company. I take it you've had a reasonably interesting mini lecture yourself?
I'll see you next Friday.
Fantastic.
Thank you. Oh, they've all come back.
Absolutely. They've only gone on holiday.
Oh, you must have paid them.